Leah Chase. Say the name and New Orleanians know exactly who you're talking about. She's a great cook, a civil rights activist, an avid art collector, and to some people, it's not a stretch to say that she's the maternal figure of the city. On this edition of NOLA Life Stories, we hear from Ms. Chase in her own words.
I'm never going to say I don't like you. I might not like the things you do, but I like you. I don't care what color you are, who you are. I'm going to help everybody I can help, and that's what I do. You know, when you come up in a small town, you learn a lot about life. My own grandchildren, I had a beat on the table. He said, "What is that?" Now, you're in college. You don't know what a beat is, for heaven's sakes. I don't know what it is. So I think that gave me my basic training in life. I didn't get to go to college because they had so many behind me that had to get as far as high school. You see, I'm the top of the line. My mother had 14 children, so I'm the top of the line. Get me out of high school, then I have to go to work to get the rest up that bar. When I became 18, I wanted to come here to work. Look at the ad I answered. Light-skinned colored girl. I'm not so light-skinned, but I'm gonna give it a try. Get that. So I applied for that job and she hired me.
One, two, three, four.
Well, coming from a small town and coming from a big family, you taught to work. So when they wouldn't have things in the dining room, I would wash dishes. I asked this chef, he was from Jamaica or somewhere, and I asked him, well, why don't they have women working in the kitchen? He said, well, because women can't pick up the pots. I thought to myself, well, I don't see you picking up those pots. I'm picking up these pots, washing these pots and do them. Why can't I be a cook? Why can't I be something else? But it was a learning experience. Meeting Dookie, even though I hated musicians, worked out well for me because his family had the restaurant that I wanted all my life. So when I came in 1946 is when I came in here, 46, 47. I said, oh no, we got to change, which was stupid as ever. I'm going to put lobster thermidor on the menu. Why those people threw a fit. I told you, she's just going to ruin your business. But it worked out. It really worked. So you see, one hand feeds the other in life, and it's not all the time the dollar. And people got to understand that, young people got to understand that. Don't go looking for the dollar. Do the job. Do what you have to do. Whatever's coming to you is going to come. And that's my job now, honey, is to have these young black people understand the importance of working in a total community. Not just in your black community, work the total system, and we all rise up together. I tell my husband all the time, I said, oh, I wish I would win the lottery. He said, well, I don't know why you wish that, because if you win it, all you're going to do is give it away. I'd say, well, I'd have it to give away.